Hi, lad and lassie. This is the Christmas stocking.
I'm Lee Cameron, with a very bad Irish accent. We have some fun music coming up today. You are going to like it. And some Christmas traditions from a Buddhist. It's all coming up on the Christmas stocking. You know, a lot of, or even most of the traditions in Ireland are more or less the same as ours. One that's more common there than here is the candle or electric candle in the window on Christmas Eve. It shows a stranger traveling after dark the way and was also an invitation to anyone to come and share Christmas blessings. It also symbolizes the welcoming of the Holy Family. If you have no light, you're like the innkeeper who said, "No room at the inn." I don't know about you, but Christmas is cleaning time at my house. Mom usually comes and we try to make the place neat for her, although it's never really clean enough. In many Irish homes, houses are whitewashed on the outside and cleaned to a bright shine inside. I mean everything, every corner, every crack. They want the house to be pure for the coming of the Christ child. At Christmas time, like here, you'll find a lot of baking going on. Cakes, puddings, mince pies. You'll also probably have a seed cake, which is seeds, usually caraway, crushed into a dough and baked, and a pudding for Christmas, New Year's, and Epiphany. And of course, there's always the fruitcake.
As I sat at the window last evening, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, "Bill Holly, come over today." Sure, I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave you to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. Now there was plums and prunes and cherries, there was saffrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine stomach ache. It'd kill a man twice just for eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really there wasn't no use. We worked at it over an hour, but we couldn't get none of it loose. Till Kelly came in with the hatchet, and Murphy came in with the saw. The cake was enough be the powers to paralyze any man's jaw. Now there was plums and prunes and cherries, there were saffrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine stomach ache. It'd kill a man twice just for eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's brogans and she spilled the whole brew of her tea. "Oh, Bill Hooley," says she, "you're not eating. Try a little bit more for my sake." "No thanks, Mrs. Fogarty," says I, "but I'd sure like a receipt of that cake." Now there were plums and prunes and cherries, there was saffrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine stomach ache. It'd kill a man twice just for eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Oh, Maloney was took with a colic, McNulty complained of his head, McFadden lay down on the sofa, and he swore that he wished he were dead. Miss Daly fell down in hysterics, and there she did wriggle and shake. Well, every man swore he was poisoned for eating Miss Fogarty's cake. Now there were plums and prunes and cherries, there were saffrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmegs, cloves and berries, and the crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure to build up a fine stomach ache. It'd kill a man twice just for eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
That's Darby O'Gill singing about Mrs. Fogarty's Christmas cake in the Christmas stocking.
Slice of cake there, Scott?
Oh, no, not for me.
I've always kind of liked fruitcake myself. Well, some of them. Somebody must like them or they wouldn't have lasted this long. Now, these days in Ireland, Santa shows up on Christmas Eve, but instead of a stocking, many kids hang a sack or a pillowcase for Santa. Suddenly, I wish I were Irish. On St. Stephen's Day, the day after Christmas, an old tradition was to kill a wren and carry it around in a holly wreath. Thankfully, they don't kill anything now, but now in the Wren Boys procession, young people of both sexes will dress up in homemade costumes, carry a holly wreath or even a fake wren on a stick, and go from house to house singing to instrumental accompaniment like an accordion, violin, or harmonica, and ask for money for the starving wren. By the way, we will delve more into Boxing Day on an upcoming episode.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee one by one, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm going to send thee three by three, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four, four for the four come knocking at the door, three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee five by five. Five of them are strangers. Four for the four come knocking at the door. Three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee six by six, six for the six that never got fixed. Five of them are strangers. Four for the four come knocking at the door. Three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee seven by seven, seven for the seven that never got to heaven, six for the six that never got fixed. Five of them are strangers. Four for the four come knocking at the door. Three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee eight by eight, eight for the eight that stood at the gate, seven for the seven that never got to heaven, six for the six that never got fixed. Five of them are strangers. Four for the four come knocking at the door. Three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty. Baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee nine by nine, nine for the nine, I'll dress so fine. Eight for the eight that stood at the gate, seven for the seven that never got to heaven, six for the six that never got fixed. Five of them are strangers. Four for the four come knocking at the door. Three for the three Magi, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 10 by 10, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9, I'll dress so fine. 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 for the 6 that never got fixed. 5 of them are strangers. 4 for the 4 come knocking at the door. 3 for the 3 Magi, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee 11 by 11, 11 for the 11 dear riders, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9, I'll dress so fine. 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 for the 6 that never got fixed. 5 of them are strangers. 4 for the 4 come knocking at the door. 3 for the 3 Magi, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby was born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? Well, I'm gonna send thee 12 by 12, 12 for the Hebrew children, 11 for the 11 dear riders, 10 for the 10 commandments, 9 for the 9, I'll dress so fine, 8 for the 8 that stood at the gate, 7 for the 7 that never got to heaven, 6 for the 6 that never got fixed, 5 of them are strangers, 4 for the 4 come knocking at the door, 3 for the 3 Magi, 2 for Paul and Silas, 1 for the little bitty baby born of the Virgin Mary, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger, who was born born in Bethlehem.
Yeah. If you couldn't tell, that's Children Go Where I Send Thee, also by Darby O'Gill, which is not a guy, but a band, and they're from Canby, Oregon. You can find out more about them, including how to see them, in the show notes, which are easier than ever to access at mychristmasstocking.net. All right, one more. Silent Irish Night, in Irish Gaelic, sung by a non-speaker of Irish Gaelic, although she knows some Scottish Gaelic. This is Rebsi Fairholm. Rebsi Fairholm from the UK in the Christmas stocking. Just a bit of time this year to get yourself on the Christmas stocking, even just to wish someone Merry Christmas. Go to mychristmasstocking.net, click the Call Me button, and my voicemail will call you. You can email me too, like Gary from Santa Rosa, California did. He wrote, "My wife and I have a large and growing number of Christmas CDs. Starting on Black Friday, we play our favorites as much as possible, including on the way to the after Thanksgiving sales. Here are some of our favorites. Christmas Day in Hawaii, Nay. Track 8 is the title track and worth checking out for 99 cents from iTunes," says Gary. "Hawaiian Slack Key Christmas. Go Tell It on the Mountain from the Blind Boys of Alabama." That sounds good. "Christmas Around the World" from Putumayo, also worth checking out, says Gary. This year, Gary writes, "I just picked up What a Wonderful Christmas with Louis Armstrong," and he's playing it for the third time now. Gary says, "We do not have children, but we have a ton of Christmas movies, all of which would lead you to believe that we did." Yeah, know how you feel. "Starting on Black Friday, we get them out. The goal is to watch all of them during the 5 or so weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but we rarely get to all of them. Some favorites: Muppet Christmas Carol, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Year Without a Santa Claus, What's New Scooby-Doo, a collection of Christmas and wintertime Scooby cartoons." Yeah, we have most of those. "Love the Heat Miser and the Snow Miser." Gary writes, "This leads me to a suggestion / request for an episode. When I was growing up, the Santa / Christmas puppet movies were a special treat. I used to make a special point to watch them. There are about 5 or 6 in total. Maybe do an episode on them? Now that sounds like kind of a good idea. I will look into it, see if I can find out enough information for an episode. I'd like to do that." Gary continues, "Our Christmas Day traditions start on Christmas Eve. We go out to dinner with Joelle's parents. The last 2 years we've gone to Mary's Pizza Shack, a local pizza chain. We are planning to go again this year. After dinner, we drive to a certain part of our town called Christ, where almost all the houses go completely crazy with the light-up decorations. It's about 4 or 5 blocks long, and almost every house decorates. My wife and I practice Nichiren Buddhism, so on Christmas morning, we go to a friend's house who lives about 1.5 miles away and chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo and recite the Lotus Sutra with them." I hope I got that chant right, Gary. "Then we go to a late breakfast at IHOP with Joel's parents. After breakfast, we open gifts with them. We take turns going to their house or having them come to our house. This year, we have 2 new kittens, so they're coming to our place." Gary concludes, "I think the Christmas evening is my favorite. Joelle and I go to an all-you-can-eat Chinese place and then go to a movie. You know, I have Jewish friends who do that. It's a Christmas tradition with them, too." Thanks, Gary. Okay, we're running long, so let me remind you to join us on Facebook, Search for Christmas Stocking. Follow me on twitter.com/xmasstocking. Did I give you the email address? topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. I'm Lee Cameron. I haven't talked about Santa much lately, and I wanted to remind you that he does exist. And I will, next time in the Christmas Stocking.